Hey guys, it's Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation, and today we are, we're going to cut straight to the chase, like I normally do. I got to put y'all back in the loop. I love the consistency of the people that have been, following for quite some time. We've been on a journey. We got better over the years, and the following's growing, the views are growing, and people are achieving more, and we're getting better. And that's the point of the show. The point of the show is to push you all to get to that ultimate place that you desire to be, that ultimate place that you have in your mind, and now is that reality. There's nothing greater than ever in life, actually, than to dream about something and it becomes actuality. That's crazy. All right. So for all the new people, it's HMH Motivation. What we do, we are here to inspire, to push you to achieve more. We talk about a little bit of everything, obviously. Topics come from, things that others may inquire about. They may send in and say, hey, Howard, I want your opinion on business. I want your opinion on overcoming family problems. I want your opinion on relationships with friends. And that's what we do. We address it. We put everything on the table here. But today is a little bit different. Okay. It was something that was very consistent with the messages and the inquiries is people talking about regrouping, tough times and how to get back on your feet and how to rebalance yourself. Right. You got to regroup, guys. Regroup yourself. It's okay to do that. It's okay to take a couple steps back in order to get to that place that you plan to be. See, a lot of people think that, progression only comes from only moving forward. See, sometimes you got to take a couple steps back to move further than you ever been before. It's okay to do that. See, what's the ultimate goal? Are you in it for a short time or are you in it for the long time? If you're in it for the short time, then cool. But once you learn how you could have redone things, then it's easier to go back in and take the direction that you wish you would have taken in the first place. It may be humbling. I get it. Listen, we all have to go through those humbling experiences. But in order to do that, number one step is to take accountability for your actions. Hold yourself accountable. Own it. If you do something, take full responsibility and own it. That's the only way that you can truly get to the success that you desire, because you know what you did and you accepted it. Now, you're able to even tell others about it. See, it's more than just about you. Everything in life is bigger than just your situation. Now, we want to get you to where you want to be also, but you want to be able to teach, your kids, or teach the youth, or teach someone else coming up trying to take the route that you took. That's what it's all about. It's more than just me. My success is bigger than me. I'm in this place because I have a purpose to push others to get to that place and beyond that. But accepting that responsibility, understanding that I had to take a few steps back in order to really see what I was doing. Take that bird's eye view and say, Howard, why did you go that way? It was clear. It was clear that you should have went to the right, but you went to the left. And that's, and that's life. And it happens. Everybody's been there. Okay, don't judge your story, your life off of what you're seeing on social media, what everyone else is doing, what seems to be trending in the hip hop world or anywhere else. Because none of that is actuality. See, things can appear to be what they aren't, and a lot of the times, that perception is crazy. But what you must understand is that your own personal progress. Compete with yourself and not others. Don't compete with the trends. If you're competing with the things that are trending, you're always going to feel behind, because the things that are trending are always switching up. So push yourself in that direction, all right? Keep yourself there. Connect with people that are also looking to go in that place. Remind you, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, all right? Never forget that. So make sure your circle is tight. Make sure you got the right people with the same morals and principles. You can't teach those, all right? You can't teach those. It has to be in you. And remember, it's never what's on you. It's always what's in you. But anyway, guys, I ain't going to talk you to death today. I just want to put that message out there. Welcome, HMH Motivation. Much love, success to you. Make sure y'all have a great week.